Now, friends, we come to the book of Proverbs, and I'm sure some of you, as you've begun reading in the book of Proverbs, you already are saying, my, I tell you, this is not a thrilling story that we're reading. Well, friends, it really is. I hope that we can get in step with the Spirit of God in this book, because it has a real message for each one of us. I think it's particularly slanted to young men today, and I think that would include young women also, because it has a message for youth in a very special way, because this is a day, as every day has been, when youth is looking for answers to the questions of life. Now, I want you to notice as we get into this book here how it opens, because it's not just a haphazard sort of thing, and it has a definite message as we go through. And I know that a great many people feel like you can just reach in here and take out a proverb, and I think it's all right to do that. But the point is, when we take it out and look at it, let's put it back where it belongs, because the diamonds all belong in a setting here, and the setting is the book of Proverbs. You're inclined to read the book of Proverbs very much like the man said that he read the dictionary. He said, you know, I enjoy reading the dictionary, but he says the stories certainly are short. Well, maybe you feel that way about Proverbs, but I don't think it's quite that kind of a book. Now we have here, the way it opens, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. That really identifies the writer here at the beginning. And as we said before, that these first Proverbs he wrote, others he collected and put together, and then we find that others probably put together some more of Solomon's Proverbs. We are told he wrote more than we have here. Now, let me look at this first section here, because what you have is wisdom and folly contrasted in the first 9 chapters. And we see the boy here in chapter 1 in the home. He's starting out in life. And as he starts out in life, why, this is the advice, this is the instruction God gives to him.